Unprecedented abundance in the Golden Age. The Golden Age will be a period of great abundance, for each individual's material wants will be satisfied according to needs. Technology will produce such an abundance of goods that hunger will be eradicated forever and all people will be provided with the necessities of life. Earth's wealth will serve humanity and new agricultural technologies will lead to an unparalleled increase in crop production. People of faith will receive great rewards for every good deed they do, both in this world and the hereafter. Bounty and abundance, which will permeate every moment of life, will be a grace that Allah will grant to those who live by the Quran's moral code. Every good act they do will turn into a great fortune. In one verse, Allah describes the great reward all believers will receive when they spend for His good pleasure. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. The metaphor of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is that of a grain that produces 7 ears. In every ear, there are 100 grains. Allah gives such multiplied increase to whoever He wills. Allah is all-compassing, all-knowing. Surah Al-Baqarah 261. Many hadiths reveal that there will be an unprecedented abundance of crops and goods, all of which will be distributed without measure. During this period, my Ummah people will lead a kind of comfortable and carefree life that have never known before. The land will bring forth its yield and will not hold anything back. In the last of times, there will be a Khalifa, successor, who will distribute wealth without even counting it. Then my Ummah, be its members good or wicked, will be blessed with a blessing the like of which they have never heard before. Allah sends them an abundance of rain, the land will produce a great abundance of crops, and possessions will be commonplace. In those years, my community will enjoy a time of happiness such as they have never experienced before. Heaven will send down rain upon them in torrents, the earth will not withhold any of its plants, and wealth will be available to all. A man will stand and say, "Give to me, Mahdi," and he will say, "Take." Both the Ummah's good and wicked members will be blessed with a blessing, the like of which they have never seen before. Despite the abundance of rain, not a drop will go to waste. The land will grow fruitful and fertile without demanding a single seed. The land will emit the treasures within. The land will turn like a silver tray, growing vegetation. How to attain such bounty? Someone sowing a measure of wheat will find 700 in turn. A person will scatter a few handfuls of seeds, but will reap 700 handfuls. Despite an abundance of rain, not a drop will go to waste. This hadith refers to an increase in agricultural production that will occur in the end times by transitioning to modern agricultural, developing new production techniques, improving seed stocks, and using rainwater more efficiently by constructing new dams and ponds. Indeed, in our day, remarkable improvements in technology have increased both the productivity and quality of field crops. As with all other forms of technology, rapid developments, especially in genetics, is causing a revolution in agricultural technology. Without a doubt, this productivity will continue to grow until it reaches its peak in the Golden Age. The improvement of crops. In the end times, every agricultural development will serve all of humanity. In our own time, only some groups or societies benefit from technology, but in the Golden Age, everyone, regardless of their ethnicity, age, gender, or language, will enjoy its benefits. No one will enjoy special privileges, for both rich and poor will have equal access to these services. No one will suffer from poverty or starve, for opulence and welfare will mark this era. Technology will ensure the transition to an agricultural system that secures healthy, tasty, durable, cheap and abundant yields. Current scientific developments, especially in genetics, already provide hints about the nature of these technological developments and the kind of abundance that they will bring. Genetics has a vast field of application in food production. Thanks to genetics, genes that cause abnormalities in genetic codes, DNA, of plants can be eliminated and those that improve plant quality and durability can be identified. Considering that substantial agricultural products can be obtained only from quality raw materials, these methods, which ensure the production of plants resistant to salt and temperature extremes, will lead to an agricultural revolution. A plant's level of protein or vitamin can be increased by injecting DNA pieces into its cells. The same method can produce plants that are resistant to pests, herbicides, disease, severe weather conditions, and poor soil. Genetic studies of seeds seek to minimize anything that might harm a seed and support a year-round agricultural industry. The finalization of these studies will bring great prosperity and abundance in agriculture. In the end times, the prevailing chronic morality will ensure that everyone will receive their just share of goods. In fact, these goods will be so abundant that everyone will receive all that they ask for and much more besides. At all times, Allah grants to His servants who display this moral excellence an abundant life and promises them great blessings both in this world and beyond. This is related in Surat An-Nahl. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. Anyone who acts rightly, male or female, being a believer, we will give them a good life and recompense them according to the best of what they did. Surat An-Nahl 97. Like genetics, scientific researchers are working to produce fruits and vegetables that can stay fresher longer and field crops that can thrive in extreme climates. Long-term storage and preservation of food, as well as eliminating the factors that cause rot and decay, will be the sign of abundance that people will experience in the end times. Recent breakthroughs in technology and new methods render bacteria ineffective and thus make months-long food storage possible. Gamma and electron radiation, for instance, reduces or eradicates such disease-producing agents as microbes, bacteria, and nits. Food that is treated according to such methods becomes durable and carries no risk of food poisoning. Furthermore, processed food can maintain its flavor, freshness, taste, and color in a form very similar to its natural state and never lose its juice. A radiated strawberry can be safely stored in a refrigerator for months, and a potato can be kept for an extended period of time without budding. Such processes will end waste and ensure the optimum employment of resources. Such technological developments, which are still at a very early stage, have only limited applications today. However, they will be very effective in maintaining a land's abundance in the end times. People will be able to allocate resources wisely and minimize waste, and farmers will be able to produce huge amounts of long-lasting and quality agricultural products. In the Golden Age, technology will serve humanity and its blessings will be allocated evenly among all people regardless of ethnicity, community, and country. Nations that are far from one another, as well as societies of dissimilar cultures, will benefit from these sources evenly and everyone will enjoy a just administration. Adherence to the Quran's morality in its true sense will ensure the maintenance of this paradise-like order on earth. The just administration of sincere Muslims who turn to Allah for every deed they perform will secure peace and security as well as continued blessings. The high cost of living and poverty will end. As the Golden Age will be a time of welfare and great wealth, all people will receive more than they demand. Nothing will be measured or counted. However, the high cost of living and poverty are the main features of the earlier periods of the end times. For the poor will become poorer, while the rich will become richer. This feature is also emphasized in a hadith as follows: poverty will spread. Allah sends starvation and poverty to warn people who are far removed from religion. If such people had faith, they would find relief from the great troubles and hardships that they meet throughout their lives. Indeed, Allah grants great wealth, happiness, and welfare to Muslims who have faith in Him and earnestly serve His cause, while He sends trouble and suffering to unbelievers in return for their disbelief. When people become ungrateful, Allah takes back their blessings and tests them with starvation and fear. One verse mentions this divine justice: I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. Corruption has appeared in both land and sea because of what people's own hands have brought about, so that they may taste something of what they have done, so that hopefully they will turn back. Surat Ar-Rum 41. Allah gives the example of Pharaoh and his people who were subjected to drought and scarcity of crops because of their ungratefulness. Allah tested Pharaoh withdrew at a time when he had been enjoying great wealth and possessions. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. We seize frost people with years of drought and scarcity of fruits, so that hopefully they will pay heed. Surat Al-A'raf 130. Throughout the Quran, Allah calls attention to these attributes of disbelieving societies. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. Allah makes an example of a city that was safe and at peace, its provision coming to it plentifully from every side. Then it showed ingratitude for Allah's blessings, so Allah made it wear the robes of hunger and fear for what it did. Surat An-Nahl 112. Allah reveals the real reason why He makes the unbelievers least troublesome. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. But if anyone turns away from my reminder, his life will be a dark and narrow one. Surat Taha 124. Those societies that turn away from messengers' warnings and insisted upon denial have always encountered great trouble. However, as the verses and hadiths inform us, sincere Muslims are always rewarded with great blessings for their faith. In addition to this, our Prophet, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, said that his people will live in blessings, especially during the last days. A time will come when a person with his golden alms in his hand will go around finding no one in need who is willing to receive the alms. Then will my ummah be blessed, the number of animals will increase, and the land will bear its fruits. Definitely possessions will be in abundance, then flowing like water. Yet no one will condense to take any.
www.harunyahya.com